We'll chip all the criminals?
Yes.
Then we'll chip all the pensioners?
Yes.
One in here.
Chip all of the pensioners. Now, are you cheating? Are you working when you shouldn't work? Or are you home on your lazy boy still being a pensioner? Come down to the sentence beginning with Canada. Canada is adding a real ID to license plates, and we don't hear anything about it. It's being done a lot more secretly than in the States, where there is a lot of public debate. The increased use of RFID chips is going to require an increased rate of UFB spectrum, with the result in the United States they're going to stop using UBF spectrum of the VHF frequency in 2009. That's why they went digital. All of those frequencies that were used for analog television are now going to be used to track RFID chips. All right? Then the next to the last paragraph, second sentence, friend of his told him all farm animals have to be chipped, and he says he's no longer allowed to kill as many cows as he wants. He was given a limit of 2 cows that he could kill and use only for the farm. All the rest had to be sold. Now think about the implication of this with the health care. If they got into health care that they wanted, no wonder they're pushing it through at any cost. Because once they get to control what has to happen, you have a whole new system. And what do you have to have with a whole new system? You have to have a whole new system of user authorized user cards and numbers. Is that not correct? And what else was it that they wanted to go along with this? We'll make all of the medical records computerized. See, you've got to put all the pieces together. Okay. Last paragraph, page 6. People are now being chipped now. There's a trend that they're promoting in the media in terms of chipping people. They're saying, why not chip children for safety? And this is what we thought of 8 years ago. All right? Chip the children. Chip the Alzheimer's patients, you know. So we can protect them. Isn't that wonderful? Especially when they're in the hospital, then no one could steal the newborn. Newborn babies. Why not chip the sick? Then if someone has a heart attack and falls on the floor, we can read the signal in the chip and send someone to help them. Well, now, what if they're beyond the age of help? What if they consult the death panel before they send any help and say, well, he's too old, just, you know, send the signal and end it? We should chip the military so they would be able to know where the soldiers are and if they're alive. We could chip people on welfare so that we could be sure that they're not cheating the government. How do you end all of the Medicare fraud? Huh? Chip everyone on Medicare, right? See, once you have the system, then you can add to it. What did they say? Just pass it. Even if it's just a skeleton of a system, we can flesh it out later on, and Congress can add to it. What are they going to add? No, the mark of the beast. Okay. Question is, if people are chipped unknowingly and have the mark of the beast unknowingly, no, the mark of the beast is going to be a special thing because this system is not foolproof, as you'll see when you read it. See? All right. That's amazing stuff, isn't it? It says, then we can chip all the criminals so that we could control them, and we'll chip workers so a lot of them, because a lot of them goof off at work, and everyone say, yeah, every time I drive down the road, there's one guy working a shovel and 3 superintendents standing around watching them. Then we'll chip all the pensioners because they're just taking money from us. And after that, we'll chip everyone else. Okay, it talks about, let's come down to the one here, Baja Beach Club in Barcelona. That's in Spain. It gets patrons chipped. A BBC reporter went to the club, got himself chipped. He said it was like getting a needle into your arm. They just rub it with some antiseptic and put in a chip. Because it was fairly small, he said it didn't hurt too much. And he had it inside him, so wherever he ordered, he would just have to move his arm and pay for it. The reader at the bar would read the signal. Since he has had, since he had his bank account information on the chip on his arm, it could deduct the money from his bank account. I mean, immediately. Boom, boom. No more floating checks. How many here floated checks? Yes. You know, you get paid on Monday, but you need to buy something Friday. So you go to the store and you buy it on Friday, write a check, and then you take your paycheck on Monday and put it in the bank before the other check arrives, right? I've done that. You've done that. Everybody's done that. Hey, won't be able to do that. All right, here's another one here. Next paragraph. Nigel Gilbert of the Royal Academy of Engineering said that by 2011, you should be able to go on Google and find out where someone is at any time from chips on clothing, in cars, cell phones, and inside people themselves. Isn't that amazing? Now, this last section will be a little shorter, because they shorted his time on the room here. And so we'll have to live with it this time. Harry was discussing, what about the corporations making chipping a key for high-paying jobs? Rick, if you want to work with us and you make $100,000 a year, for security purposes, now, security tells us you need a chip, plus you need a thumbprint, plus you need a physical special key to unlock your system to get it going. Now, if you don't have this, we can't hire you because we've now made it part of the protocol of hiring. Do you want your job or not? Now, if you're making $100,000 a year, you're going to say, all right. Yeah, see? Yes. Okay. Even the conservatives would say, yes, let's chip all legal immigrants. Right? Let's make it a law. You cannot hire anyone who does not have a chip and does not have the authorized Social Security number. Right? No more cheating on Social Security. Everyone's going to go, hooray, 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 hooray. Wonderful, wonderful. See? You see how this is going to be received. All right, let's come here to Revelation 18. Revelation 18, verse 1, talks about Babylon the Great. Verse 1, after these things, I saw an angel descending from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried out mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, has become a habitation of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird, because all nations, this is a worldwide system. And I'll talk about how it's going to come in just a little bit. Because all nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, and the kings of the earth, that is all the rulers of the earth, what do we have? United Nations and various other national groups, right? Have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her luxury. Those are the multinational corporations. That's why you're going to see those companies use it, promote it, make it work, because after all, they have to make money, right? And once they get it going, they're going to say, all employees must be chipped. And if you're not, you can't work. And if you don't work, you can't buy and sell. And if the government says you have to be chipped, which it eventually will, you can't get unemployment, right? And you can't get health care, right? You see how the system has been closing in, closing in, closing in, closing in, closing in, so there will be no alternative. See, that's why God does not want us to take the mark of the beast. Now, we're going to have to suffer because of it, but we're going to receive eternal life. That's why we always have to keep our minds on the goal. Always. So there you have. I'm glad Harry brought up about corporations, because you work for what? Countrywide Computer Electronic Department. Yeah. That was before all those bad loans were discovered. Yeah. Okay. We don't need true confession here, Harry. Okay. All right. Now let's continue on with the part one of introduction of new technologies. Isn't that something? Now, they already have this going with, how many have seen the ads for Chevy, what's that car? That's it. Okay. Malibu. You've all seen this ad with the Chevy Malibu, and a guy says, well, I don't know if I want to buy it. And then you have the X-Raider football player there, and he's very nice looking, and he comes up and says, well, look inside the car here. He says, now, if you're in an accident, we have the OnStar system automatically included for $16.95 a month. Okay. And if you're in an accident or knocked out, it will automatically send a signal, and they will send help to you. So then they pull their heads back out of looking in the car, and what do you see? You see a highway patrol car, you see a fire engine, you see an ambulance. Oh, I got help right away. Well, that's wonderful. See? Well, it's on the car. It's not on your hand. Now, where do you draw the line? That's the question. If you had it on a credit card, that would not be on your hand, would it? If you had it on a cell phone, that would not be on your hand or your forehead either. The phone may be in your ear, but that's not on your hand or forehead. All right. When they go from the item or clothing or appliance or car or apparatus, whatever it may be, when they go from that to you and it's in your right hand, they try to fake out all the believers in the mark of the beast and put it in the left shoulder and say, see, it's not on the right hand, it's in the left shoulder. See, you know. But they will have to have a uniform system, right? Right hand or in the forehead. That's when you say no. Anything up to that point is leading to it, but when it comes to being put into you, where they can control you, then you're giving up your choice and giving in to the beast. And remember, as we read from the book Controlling the Human Mind, that electronically they can send thoughts into your head, and it can sound just like a command from God, and you would not know the difference. Now, that's something, isn't it? All right, let's continue here. Paragraph beginning with Nigel Gilbert of the Royal Academy of Engineering says that by 2011, you should be able to go on Google and find out, yeah, we read that, where someone is at any time from chips on clothing, in cars, in cell phones, and inside many people themselves. Next paragraph, page 6, chips are becoming more and more sophisticated. Nature magazine reported that a drug company, reported recently that a drug containing microchips has been developed that will release drugs at the right time and amount. They can put a chip in you and release the drug so you don't have to take a pill every day. Now, that's very convenient, isn't it? Why not take care of your health so you don't have to take pills? This particular one that they're selling lasts for over 140 days. You just have to get chipped 3 times a year with this drug, and it releases it every day automatically. We will probably start hearing more about things like this in the near future. Watch for it on some of the ads. 2006, LifeScience.com said European researchers have developed neurochips. They have coupled together living brain cells in silicone circuits, and that's by nanotechnology, and done a lot of experimentation on rats and snails. An electrical signal from a neuron is recorded in the chip transistors while the chip's capitulator stimulates the neurons. They can create neural stimulators and use them to alleviate pain and lessen debilitating effects of Parkinson's disease. They can also control your thoughts. Then it talks about gastric simulators and things like that. Oh, good. Now, we have a plan with healthcare. Our new healthcare, we have a new system. We have to cut down on obesity. Now we have a chip, and everyone who wants to get government health care who is overweight, and you know that we have to fight overweight because obesity is the number one health problem in America, right? And a bigger number one problem in the UK, correct? Voila, solution. Come in, get your chip. We'll control your appetite. We will make your body lose weight. Isn't that wonderful? Now, if you don't, you get no health care. You can just imagine it. All right? It would just be necessary to put a chip in your brain that would connect and send signals. In another study, neurochip implants were developed and are being used on violent prisoners. I told you about that, where they put it in there. They don't even know they have it, and they just tune the frequency, and they sleep 22 hours a day. Well, some days I'd like to do that, but, you know. Okay. Come to page 7, first paragraph there. They're working on rats and monkeys, so if applied to humans, what could this do to restore short-term memory, which people lose as they're getting older, and could replace your existing short-term memory with artificial short-term memory? Well, everyone, I don't want to get Alzheimer's disease. And then they'll have a super, 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 super chip. You want to be more intelligent? You want to be wiser? We can put into your brain a whole set of experience. We can give you a completed college education. Voila, bam. Just get chipped and turn on the juice, and there you are, the most intelligent thing that has ever walked down the hall. All right. Here's what they're working on. Applied Digital Solutions, next paragraph, has a Vera chip that is compatible with human tissue and can be used on implantable pacemakers and put defibrillators in artificial limbs, that is, make them work. Can be injected with a syringe, using a syringe and so forth. Now, why do they have it so it's compatible with human tissue? So they can eventually have the mark of the beast. Because right now, those chips cause cancer. And it has set them back a good number of years. But they're working on how do we overcome that problem so we don't create cancer. They're working on it. All right. Now, here we go. Let's come down here to... They talk about cyberkinetics implanted with brain gate system. That's just what we talked about. Next to the last paragraph, this shows that human thoughts can be converted into radio waves and used by paralyzed people to create movement. They've already shown that on television. All right, we'll be done. Go to the next page here. Let's come to the third paragraph. What are the problems with these new technologies? Let me give you a brief explanation. Chips are going to end privacy. And chips are going to end personal choice. I added that in. Well, there's a website called spychips.com operated by Catherine Albrecht. They researched the use of RFIDs by different companies. They have been warning people about them because chips that have economic or health data could get the data stolen. Oh, yes, talk about stolen identity. See? That's why you have to have a separate individual number, a separate individual chip. You have to have a whole new numbering system. And that's what the Mark of the Beast is about. Let's come to the paragraph. They are finding that once implanted in people, chips can be damaging to our health. For example, the body of a rodent who was tested, should be which was tested, started, gave personhood to a rodent, started rejecting some chips and started a development of cancer. There is a danger of viruses. You're all familiar with software viruses on your computers. Imagine if you get a virus in your chip that deletes your information in your chip. Whole host of problems, right? That's why when you have a society that is lawless, you must have strong police force and you must have means of control. So the ideal way, when you do away with God, you do away with His commandments, you do away with obedience to law, you do away with loving your neighbor as yourself, you do away with helping even your enemy so that if things come upon them, you can help them recover, then you have to have a system of total control. That's what this is about. Okay? Let's come to the next paragraph. If chips can disseminate medicine, then they can disseminate other things too. Anything put inside a chip can be activated by a signal. And finally, with this technology, subliminal mind control becomes possible. I went on Google and did a search on mind control. You might find it interesting to check that yourself. I read one on patents. There are patents that exist for mind control. This is what one states. Oral carriers in very low or very high audio frequency range or in the adjacent ultrasonic frequency spectrum are amplitude or frequency modulated with the desired intelligence and propagated acoustically or vibrationally for induction into the brain. Then it gives the patent number. So there you have it. And it's coming about, as we've discussed many times for years. It is for control. Now let's finish with this. Let's come to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1. Here's what God wants us to have. Okay? This is why God is against the mark of the beast. They can even, if a person takes it, they can then get you to denounce God. But here's what God wants. Verse 27, Colossians 1, to whom God did will to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now then, come over to chapter 3. Here is how we are to control ourselves by choice. By loving God, by loving Christ, by keeping His commandments with the Spirit of God. Colossians 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That's what the Spirit of God will do for us. It will lead us. It will give us peace of mind, to which you were called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. That's what God wants. Because with the covenant for eternal life that we have been given, we're to have the mind of Christ, Christ in us, and we're to have the laws and commandments written in our hearts and our minds by choice, through the Holy Spirit, by our free will, by loving God and loving one another. That's what God wants. This, with the mark of the beast and what they have here, is going to make everyone into an automaton, just like this picture shows, a barcode, and people and their eyeballs have no pupils at all, just a white blank. You are now owned by the state. Lock, stock, and barrel, your mind, your soul, your being, your choice. So that's what we're looking at in the future. How far it is in the future, we don't know. But it's coming. So I hope this helps us understand where we are in all of these things. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.